Bay. Listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we're glad you're joining us today. And it's always good to have this opportunity to talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what He's doing in our lives, and He is always doing so much. So welcome to Living the Good Life. I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, and with me in the studio today is one of our radio team members. There are seven of us. And Nan Watson. Hang on, let me get your mic on, Nan. I'm doing this. Okay, now let's try that. That's better.
Hi,
when you can,
yes.
Yeah, realize that you're being heard.
You can hear me, I think.
Woo! Okay, we just slid in this chair having just come from nursing home ministry that we do the first Sunday of every month. In Palm Garden Nursing Home in Clearwater, and the very same place that our dear Jeannie that helped me start the ministry 15 years ago and my mother were living. So 5.5 years ago, we were asked to do a service there the first Sunday of every month, and we do that faithfully. And it's always a great time, and we love it, and we have some of the same regular residents and sometimes packed out the door and in the hall. And today, Nan, I know you couldn't see this from where you were standing, but where I was standing in the middle of the room leading the singing, the nurses were going bonkers in the nurses' station through the glass. They were clapping and praising God. It was just plain cool to watch what I was seeing. And I know you couldn't see it from where you were.
I couldn't see it. When I went over to try to see it, they had stopped.
Yeah, they were doing that for the first several minutes, and then they got busy with patients. But it was just fun, as it always is. So we look forward to the show today. This is our finishing our 9th year on the air, Nan.
That's a long time.
And you've been with us and on the air maybe five?
About five, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And getting ready to start our 10th year in about 2 weeks. And we are excited about what God has been doing all these years on Living the Good Life. We also have a third show now, too. So I'm going to get to that in just a second. But our second show is about a year and a half old, and it is every Thursday night live again on this station, 1340 AM in the Tampa Bay area, but also around the world, www.tantalk1340.com. If you're listening in Tampa Bay area and want to switch over to the computer, that is great. I'll give it to you again, www.tantalk1340.com. Tan, like getting a tan on your body, tantalk1340.com. And about over a year ago, Nan, we became syndicated with Starcom Radio Network, which is a wonderful outlet for this show and our Thursday night show. I guess I never finished telling you the name of that. That's Go Yard, like hitting a home run. And that's a life coaching show with me, my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, part of our ministry, every Thursday night for an hour, 6 p.m. We're starting a new series this week, Nan. It's on substance abuse, how it affects families, what can they do, and Dr. Angel deals with this in her quote-unquote real job. you know, working for the state and all that. She has 28 therapists under her. She has a lot to offer on this discussion, and we really encourage people, join us this Thursday night as for this new series. And I'm not sure the name of it yet. We haven't talked about that yet, but it's this Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. And every Saturday and Sunday, if our listeners miss this show live or Thursday night live, we have this wonderful connection with StarComRadioNetwork.com. It's four words. Write them down. StarComRadioNetwork.com. Every Saturday morning and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, this show is heard. So this show that we're going to do right now will be on this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. StarComRadioNetwork.com. Followed by at noon, both Saturday and Sunday, our Go Yard show, our life coaching show. Pretty great, don't you think, man?
You can just catch it coming and catch it going.
But all the opportunities. And then at the end of each month, and this week this will happen, our webmaster will take our shows that we've done for both of these shows, Living the Good Life and Go Yard, and put them on both of our websites. And those website addresses are www.bohmglobal.com, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com, and then goyard2014.org. That's a .org, not a .com. goyard2014.org. And then all the shows from March will be up this week on those two websites.
Well, you know what's cool? I mean, if you really, really enjoy this show, then you can go to the StarCom Network and catch it sooner than what you could listen to as on our website.
Exactly.
I have gone forward, you know, several years ago and would re-listen to something that I really had heard that I really liked. I wanted to catch more out of it. And you can do that as you listen to it a second time, a third time, whatever.
That's
but
right.
But with us having this wonderful affiliate, we're able to, you can listen to it quicker than, you know, on the website. Of course, you can use a website, you know, later on, you know, if you want to listen to it then too. So it's pretty cool.
And it's a good way to introduce people to the ministry of Beacon of Hope by inviting them to listen to some of our shows. And you can do that. We have over 400 shows, believe it or not, on our website, bohmglobal.com. It's a huge website. So we welcome you to use it, get in there, listen. Great teaching, a great way to learn the Word of God. And this faithful ministry on the radio has been going on 9 years, almost starting our 10th right now. So what a blessing. I love doing radio. And also, we want to talk about the third show. The third show begins this Wednesday as we have come on the air with the new radio station that I went to Mexico to plant back in February. We actually went on the air a week ago Saturday night, but it's going live this Wednesday. So when we started it with great contemporary Christian music in Spanish, and now we're going to have live shows. I have a live show that I'm producing here, and it's going to be all in Spanish, of course. I'm on getting ready to do my third show, so we can get those up and running in that. And if you would like to check out that radio station, it is www.radio, or radio in Spanish, libre, L-I-B-R-E, so it's radio free, and then dot, or punto, soy, S-O-Y. So it really means radio free I am, or because things are kind of backwards in Spanish, so radio I am free. So that's the name of it, Radio Libre Punto dot Soy. Check it out. Starting this Wednesday afternoon, it's already up with Spanish contemporary Christian music, which is great. So that was a real goal of Beacon of Hope this year, and we were so glad that we were able to accomplish that. And we've got a lot more to talk about that later, but let's kick off this show with a song from New Song for the Glory of Christ. Here we go.
To live is Christ. I have a passion in my heart I've never known before, that makes me love Him more. To die is gain. I am learning through surrender what it really means to know that I am free.
I still don't measure up to what.
Hello? Okay, I don't know what's going on with that CD. All right, we're going to try to start that back and see what's going on with that song. Let's try it one more time. Here we go. I don't know why it stopped. If it stops again, I'll be back on talking here in just a second.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long.
Okay, let's start it back. It's not doing the correct thing here. We'll get there. Okay. I'm in the control room, so I can do that. Start it all up again. Let's try that song one more time.
I have a passion in my heart I've never known before that makes me love him more. To die is gain. I am learning through surrender what it really means to know that. Take up my cross and follow wherever he may lead. I live my life for the glory of Christ. He knows my heart. He knows I seldom measure up to what I long to be and what he has for me. And I've seen how far his arms will reach to rescue me from the man that I could be. And it's my prayer.
There's something wrong with that particular CD here. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Now we're getting feedback.
Okay.
Hang on, audience. We're working on this.
Okay.
All right. So whatever's going on. Are you here, Cindy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Can you hear me okay? Because I'm on a landline.
Yes, we can hear you fine. I'm getting some feedback from me, and I don't know why. So I'm going to turn me off a minute. Cindy, say hi.
Say something, okay? Hi, folks. How's everybody doing today?
Okay, let's try that again. Still getting feedback.
Okay.
Nan, talk to me a minute while
I'll talk to you.
Talk to Cindy a minute.
Hey, let me see what's going on.
Hey, Nan.
Good to talk to you. Good to be on the show with you today.
It's wintertime up here.
Great. Yeah, it's a beautiful weather today. Oh my gosh, it rained yesterday, but today is so gorgeous. I'm hoping to go to a little great restaurant on the beach after this. While we're doing this, you want me to go ahead and read a poem that I have, or do you want to wait? Just
go ahead. I don't know why we're getting such feedback here.
A poem that got inspired during the song. You can have such peace within as you surrender all of your issues to me. I am with you in all that you face. Of the issues, you will be set free. Praise me right now from your heart. Surrender all of your heart to me. Praise me, look to me, read my word. With it, you will be able to feel free. I am with you all of the time. Praise me, praise me, praise me. Walk in the confidence within, knowing that you can feel so free. Cindy, yeah, in that poem it was talking about reading the word. Can you expound a little bit on how important it is to read the word and how that has impacted your life?
Well, the word feeds you. It gives you something to draw on, something you can always know is in there in your heart that you've put there in those times of trouble when you can just say a scripture or just say the name of Jesus. The word is our food.
Amen.
We can't really live without it. It's our instruction. It's our meat, you know, so to speak.
Amen.
We have
Amen.
To have it, you know. It's like life or death, really.
Well, Cindy, I like what you said about that, about it being our food. You know, there I was talking about going to go to a restaurant after this to go enjoy myself at Clearwater Beach and eat. And all of us always do manage to eat our food. I don't miss a meal, even if it's a small amount. I make it a point that I eat all the time, you know. And just as we humanly take care of feeding ourselves with what we consume physically, so do we need to be as diligent with our, you know, feeding ourselves spiritually off the word of God.
Absolutely. I'm trying to find out from our head engineer what I can do about this. I am in the control room. Go ahead with the importance of that.
Well, you know, as we're reading the word, you know, some people who may be listening right now, they're new to all this, you know. Get a Bible if you don't have a Bible. Get a Bible. Start reading in John. It's always recommended to read, you know, in John. That's a very good book, and, of course, it's one of the ones that talks about the things that Jesus did and how he moved forward in life and the ministry that he did. You know, I find Psalms always very comforting to read. But just get that word, you know, and use that word and find promises. I'm into the promise thing right now. Find promises in the word. The Lord promised us love, promised us joy, peace. Claim those things. And as we read the word, we learn more and more of what is available to us in that word. We can claim that for our lives. Haven't you done that in your life many times, Cindy?
Many times, and had to hold on to that as my only ounce of strength to get through something. I don't know. There's several. You know, just Proverbs has always been a good one for me. They're short verses. You can remember them. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, there's just small little verses like that that you can tell yourself when you're going through those times of trouble, and that gives you just enough faith to hang on to the truth about, you know, and it just helps me through the situation just to repeat those things. You can start out that way. Something that I'd like to share is initially when I first started reading the Bible, I didn't really know where to start, and I would just open it up and just sit there and pray and ask God to show me something that he'd want me to lead me to a book, a verse, or a, you know, a scripture or something that would help me where he wanted to take me in the word. And it's supernatural. You have to believe that. But, you know, it's called a rhema word. And you'll just go there, and there'll be something on that page.
Amen.
That will make a difference to you. You'll recognize that's what God's word is for you.
Amen.
And that's something that people, you know, really don't know happens, but I've witnessed it many times in my own life. And that's kind of cool, because you don't really know what to pray about or what to read about. You just want to get in the word and get something that God has for you, and that's one of the ways he shows you and speaks to you.
Well, you know, Cindy, it's interesting. I am dealing with some personal struggles right now, and God is in control, and I trust him for all things. And it's interesting that
that.
You know, okay, I was raised in church. Some people weren't raised in church. I was raised in church and heard different things all throughout the years. And when we get the word in us, you know, I'm just not one who's able to just quote a lot of scripture. I want to get better about that, but that's just, you know, that's just not something I've been able to do. But those scriptures are in there. And in here, within the last two or three, 4 weeks, scriptures is just coming to mind that I don't know when's the last time I heard them. That's why it's so important to get the word within us, so that the Spirit of God will, the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance those scriptures we need to hear at times, you know, when we're needing to hear them. And I think that's pretty cool.
Amen. Amen. Cindy, let me ask you a question from the control room here. Are you hearing me feedback and Nan feedback? Echo?
No.
Great. Fantastic. All right, then we'll endure. And I've just sent a text to our head engineer to find out why it's doing that. And hopefully we'll hear from him and get that straightened out. And I just found out, girls, Cindy and Nan, that my daughter Lori is listening today. She just texted and wondered why she couldn't see me. Just Nan. And here's the answer. I'm in the control room. Running the show and normally have no echo like I'm experiencing right now. So we'll just have to put up with it. So hello, Lori, my daughter. What a sweetheart.
Cindy and Nan, we just found out this Thursday that
Lori and her husband Kevin are expecting a baby girl in August.
All right.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, pretty cool. So we're excited.
That's my month. Yeah, your month too, right?
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. You and I both, our birthdays are side by side. So we're talking today about the subject of forgiveness. We just came through the resurrection time, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and what Jesus did on the cross is so huge for all of us. It is all about providing a way for us to be forgiven, for us to not be stuck in the past, in our mistakes, in our sins, in the things that have drug us down for so long. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And what that means is we can come to a place in our lives where we really learn how to be forgiven and how to forgive. And all of this is so important. And anyway, Nan, talk about this a minute. I'm hearing from our production. I need to do that.
Yes, I have a study Bible. I'd like to read what it has to say about Romans 8:1. Not guilty, let him go free. What would those words mean to you if you were on death row? The fact is, the whole human race is on death row, justly condemned for repeatedly breaking God's holy law. Without Jesus, we would have no hope at all. But thank God. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Thank God.
He has declared us not guilty and has offered us freedom from sin and power to do his will. You know, Cindy, it's really wonderful to have the freedom that we have. I mean, it's so exciting to walk in the freedom that we have as being Christians, as blood bought. We've asked, you know, Jesus in our life, forgive us of our sins, and we move forward. The freedom is just wonderful.
It's a happiness. Like you've never known it. When you come out of that depression and downheartedness that you go through because of your worries, because of your feelings of unworthiness and not feeling like you're forgiven, when you come out of that and realize you don't have to carry that baggage with you anymore, with that greatest feeling of freedom, and you can walk around like that every day, there's nothing like it. It's like being in prison and being set free, literally.
Oh, absolutely. Cindy, we're going to ask you to get off the line a minute and call back in just a minute, okay? Because we are really wondering if that has something to do with this.
How long do you want me to take?
Just a minute. It's fine. We'll know. We'll know if the echo goes away.
Okay. All right, bye.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, yes, it did go away. So it has something to do with the headphones. Okay. And, yeah, because we're good now. So...
It sounds so much better.
So much better. Boy, that was really hard, right? Wow. Okay, we're going to try that again. And Cindy, go ahead and try calling back in. But yeah, that, and if that's the problem, we're going to have to figure out what's going on here. But anyway, wow. You know, the devil must not be wanting this show. This is such an important show today on forgiveness and on walking in a life where you know you're forgiven, where you realize that God does not want you hanging out with the same problems you've had over and over again, but that you are learning how to release those things to God and how to really walk in freedom from condemnation and from guilt, man.
Well, as you know, I'm working on a book about faith, and one of the chapters in there talks about, you know, sometimes people feel unworthy. I'm unworthy. I'm not good enough to have this or that or the other of spiritual type things. And they're worthy because of whose they are. They belong to God Almighty. They have Jesus Christ living in their life. They are worthy because of that, you know, that they can have the blessings. You were just talking about the blessings of that are available to us, the blessings from the Lord. They are certainly, you know, they need to rebuke that. They need to just be able to move past that. They are worthy because of whose
Amen.
They are, because they are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Cindy, are you on the line again?
I am, but you know what? I called back on the cell phone.
Okay.
Is it better now?
Yes, it's fine. And evidently... Yeah.
To get that landline.
Yeah. And I want to thank, well, it had something to do with a button here, I think, too. But I want to thank our head producer here at Tan Talk 1340, Big Ed. He's just a sweetheart, and he responded immediately to my texts. And for those of you that are just now tuning in, we had a problem with a button and possibly Cindy's phone. We're not sure, but now we're good. It was echoing so bad, and Megan, one of our radio team, just texted in and says, wow, that's awful, because, you know, it was really bad. So we apologize to all of you. We never have had that problem ever in all these shows. Well, I don't think it is, really. I think it's, I did what he told me to do here on the board. And
I didn't think I was going to get a signal. It kind of goes in and out on my cell phone. And
right.
I didn't want to drop the call. So, but I think I'm in a good place now.
Okay.
So far, we're good.
All right. Well, we're good. We're not echoing anymore. Nan and I couldn't hardly understand. We couldn't even function. It was so bad. Anyway, we apologize to our listeners. These kinds of things happen. We are live, and so it's not pre-recorded in any way. And I'm in the control room running the board, and Nan's in the studio. Those of you that are watching, like my daughter Lori, you're going to see Nan in there. You can't see me because I'm in here.
I can see you.
You can see me. So right. Tell Lori I am here.
Lori,
right?
She's here.
Anyway, let's go to Psalm 130. And let's pray right now before we go on. And we thank you, Lord, for solving this technical problem today. And we thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Lord, that the important message that we need to get out to the audience today is going to come out, and it's going to come out in power and in strength. And we give you the praise and the glory, Lord, for your precious word. We thank you for Cindy and Nan. We thank you for our listeners where they are around the world. We thank you for everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 130. Help God. I'm reading from the Message Bible. The bottom has fallen out of my life. I really love that first sentence in the Message Bible, Nan. I mean, the psalmist, this is not David, but he says, help God. The bottom has fallen out of my life. Help. You know?
I've felt that way before.
Have you ever felt that way? Cindy, have you ever felt that way? Help God. The bottom has fallen out of my life.
Many times.
Right. We all have, you know? And we can relate to this. And the next line, Master, hear my cry for help. And I want to remind us of Nahum 1:7. You don't have to go there. I just want to remind you of that verse. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. One of my favorite verses at the church that I pastor in Indiana, and some of our listeners are from Cornerstone, from that church. Cindy, you were part of that church, you and Betty and Megan. That's a song we used to sing. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him. If you're driving down the road or wherever you might be, jot down that reference, Nahum 1:7, and take that to memory. Put that in your memory bank of scripture. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him. That's for my daughter Lori. That's for everybody out there listening, live or later on. And here's what the psalmist says, Master, hear my cry for help. Listen hard. Open your ears. Listen to my cries for mercy. I don't know about you, Nan and Cindy, but I've been this place so many times in my years of on this earth and in my years of ministry where I'm just going, listen, God, please open your ears. Hear me. I need mercy. I'm reminded of Psalm 23:6, though, the last verse of Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's remember that. Look at verse 3 of Psalm 130, and then I'm going to bring Nan and Cindy in here for their comments. If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? Whoa. If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? If. Now, does God do that? Psalm 103, verses 10 to 12 to 14, right in there, says that he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness and his mercy toward us. So does he keep records of your wrongdoings? No. If you ask him to forgive you, they are gone. Psalm 103, David wrote that and said they're buried in the deepest sea. Who could stand a chance, the psalmist says, if God kept records of our wrongdoings? As it turns out, and we're going to, let me read this next two lines, and then I'm going to go to you, Cindy, for a comment. As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped. I love that in the Message Bible. Forgiveness is your habit. In the NIV, let's read it there for some people who may be looking at that right now. Verse 3, if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared or reverenced. Oh, Cindy, let's talk about that, because none of us have any sins that we really don't want God to remember, right? We all have things in our past, right?
And the amazing thing is how God instantly forgives that. He doesn't question it. He doesn't bring it up again. He doesn't batter you with it like the world does. You know, in life, we have to deal with that constantly on our background checks, our criminal records, our history that we've left behind from our mistakes, and that keeps getting thrown up to us and reminding us as we go through life, and it hinders us from excelling the way that God would want us to.
Absolutely. You know,
so when we ask him to wipe that slate clean, he does it instantly, and he never throws it up in our face again. And then he pushes us forward. He promotes us. You know, it's just the opposite of what the world would dish out to us.
Yes.
So in going to him for that forgiveness, it shelters us, it loves us, it propels us, it protects us from
the
hatred that the world and the ways of the world, I should say.
Oh, absolutely. And when we, and there's so many maybe of our listeners today who don't realize that God is as merciful and loving as he is. You know, a lot of people equate God with this great big, God up in heaven with a great big club just ready to pound us into the ground and to punish us and give us bad things like cancer and car accidents and awful things. And that's not a picture of our loving Heavenly Father. He is love. God is love. 1 John 4:8. And I love this right here, Cindy and Nan, where it says, as it turns out, forgiveness is your habit. That's why you're worshipped. Why can we praise God? What propels us to worship him? Because he loves us so much and he is a God of forgiveness. He's a God of mercy. Talk to me about that, Nan.
Well, I know that for myself, as an employee, if I do something wrong, I'm the harder on myself than my supervisors ever have been if I made a mistake.
That's a good point.
And that's the way it is with me in my spiritual life.
Right.
You know, okay, you ask his forgiveness, he forgives, he doesn't keep the list, but I do sometimes, you know? And it's
You're
like,
human, that's
I'm
why.
I'm human, and I'm like, goodness, I can't believe I did that. That was so stupid. That
right.
was such a dumb thing to do. You know, and so for me, I have to get over myself.
Right.
Of going, okay, he's not beating me up.
But you're
why
beating
should
you
I
up.
Beat me up?
Right.
If the God of the universe doesn't beat me, why should I beat me up?
Because it comes from the devil,
right.
those thoughts. Because Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give it abundantly. It's not abundant life when we're walking around in condemnation. We're beating ourselves up. We can't get over our past mistakes. We walk around in shame. We walk around feeling less than. Cindy, talk to me about this. This is a big reason why a lot of people use drugs and alcohol, in my opinion. You want to comment on that, Cindy Logan?
Well, yes. It is such a feeling of unworthiness. You know, and sometimes things happen to us growing up and in our lives that are not our fault.
Right.
But sin is brought upon us, and we participate,
right.
and we make choices.
Yeah.
And that we feel unworthy that, you know, we went down that wrong path and we don't know how to get back. I know for me, just a spiraling of self-pity and then the world and other people pounding it into you that you are this or you are that, and you don't really know how to get past that without the escape of drugs or other types of addictions that would ease that pain.
Right.
Of, you know, it's very painful.
It is.
Like Nan said, when you beat yourself up, when you feel so less than, so unworthy, and the world tells you that, and you believe, if that's what you believe, and that's your only hope, is this is all I am, and this is all there is, you know, it becomes suicidal at some point for some people.
Absolutely. It's very difficult for people. And I think most of our audience can relate that at one time in their life or other, and maybe many times in their life, that they've made mistakes that they feel so bad about, and they're shamed and they're embarrassed and they're humiliated and it's just like they feel like everybody knows and everybody is condemning them. And you know, Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. The thief, the devil, comes to steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your self-worth, your feeling good about yourself. Talk to me about that, Nan. We've got to go to this next song.
Well, like you say, he's the thief.
That's right, he is.
He's jealous because he can't have what we have. It's not available to him.
Right.
Him being Satan, it's not available to him.
No, it's not available to him.
And it's like if you have two children, and if you have something and you give one, we would never do this, but if you give, you know, to one child has things.
Right.
The other child wants what that child has because the child doesn't have it.
Right.
And Satan can't ever have what we have.
Right.
So his next best thing is to try to steal away from us what we do have.
Boy, that's good. You know what? This next song is The Healing Has Begun by Matthew West. And audience, I want you and every single one of you to realize that God has healing for you in this area of bad self-concept, feeling less than, feeling condemned, feeling guilty, feeling full of shame. God wants you to allow the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to begin the healing process in you right this moment. And so we encourage you, listen to this song and let it minister to you.
You have carried the weight of your sin for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls, so just let them fall, just let them fall.
healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Yeah, you're the proof. Oh, the healing has begun.
Praise God, I love that song. The Healing Has Begun by Matthew West. Amen, and it has, dear listeners. Oh, as happens sometimes in our shows that Nan is on, she gets these poems. She calls them poems, and we tease her about how she says it. But the truth is, they come directly from God during the song, and it's not anything she plans or nothing that she brings in. Nan, God just gave you something during that show. I saw you nod at me through the glass.
He did. I did.
Okay.
It's called The Healing Can Begin For You Today.
Amen.
Do you desire to be totally set free? It's up to you. What do you desire? I'm here. Of the hurt, you can be freed. It's here. Do you desire this healing? Let it begin this very day within you. Look to me for all the healing you need. That is what you need to do. You can have peace within your heart. It can all be removed, wiped away. Look to me for the healing today. Look to me. Speak to me. Pray. And, you know, as the Lord was inspiring that one, I just really felt deep within my spirit. Pastor, there's people listening right now.
Including my daughter.
Yes.
And I know you're crying. Now you're going to make me cry,
Nan. You know I'm crying. There's people that need to be set free.
Yes, absolutely.
And this show can be a life changer, whether they're listening to it
Amen.
Live or listening to it at a future time. I just needed to share. God, He will set you free.
Amen.
He will set you free. And when you walk in freedom, it is such a beautiful thing. When you're not bound by the things that bind you,
right,
when you can ask Christ forgiveness, when you can move forward in the power of Almighty God and walk in freedom, when you can walk in freedom and go forward, that is the most beautiful thing. I like being able to walk in freedom.
Amen.
I like being able to walk in freedom from the things that, the junk that I had,
yes,
the garbage,
yes,
the crap I had in my
right
life. I was able to walk in freedom away from that with God's
Amen
help. And there's an anointing on this show today.
There is.
A strong anointing on the show
today.
My
daughter just texted me that.
And the people need to be set free.
You
and
know,
they can be. They can learn so much. Just listen. You can learn so much today.
Amen. And you know what? We're going to do something totally different than what we normally do right now. And Cindy, I'm going to get back to you in a minute. Just hang with us. We are going to pray a prayer. I'm going to pray a prayer. I want you, dear audience member, if you recognize right this moment that God's presence, his anointing is so strong, and it's your opportune moment right now, your Kairos moment, so to speak, for you to begin to start your life anew with God and really walk out of the stuff, the junk that we were just talking about, the past, or with your shame, with your mistakes, with your sin, whatever it is, this is your moment to pray with us. And we're going to do this just totally different here. And Cindy, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me and let our audience members repeat with you. I don't know what I'm about to say because we let the Holy Spirit totally lead, but we're going to pray a prayer that will begin. The healing has begun, that will begin this healing process in so many of our listeners right now. Cindy, can you hear me? And will you do that? Repeat after me each phrase.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I recognize my need for a fresh start.
I recognize my need for a fresh start.
I recognize that I have been held back.
I recognize that I have been held back.
By guilt and shame and the pain of my past.
By guilt and shame and the pain of my past.
I now, by an act of faith, lay my past sins and mistakes. At your feet, Jesus. I ask you to forgive me for all of it. I ask you to cleanse me from my sin. I recognize that your word says. In 1 John 1:9. That if I confess my sins. You are faithful and just. To forgive my sin. And to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I claim this forgiveness over my life right now. I believe that you, Jesus, died on the cross. For all my sins and sicknesses. I believe that you are the risen Lord. And I determine to walk free. From this moment on. From the shame of my past. This is my due day. And a healing has begun in me. In Jesus' name, this I pray. Amen and amen.
Woo!
Praise God.
That was a good one.
You know, we never know what God's going to do on these shows. We are not scripted in any way. We are totally live, and we are always just waiting on the Holy Spirit. I sent an email this morning to Nan and Cindy and told them the topic was forgiveness, and I also told them, asked them to please pray with me much before the show today, because I felt in my spirit that God was going to do a tremendous work in a lot of people and scattered around the globe, not just in one location, not just in our Tampa Bay area, but everywhere. Nan, comment, will you? And then we'll go to Cindy for comments.
Hello, Nan.
Yeah, Nan's trying to not cry. So
Nan's trying not to cry. Well, it's exciting to know, because these shows are not scripted.
Right.
We have a general idea of where we're going. And
with a
normally,
topic, yeah.
And he moves. And it's really exciting to know, that we know in our spirit, that many people prayed that prayer.
Yes.
With you. For many people, this moment is a jump start that their healing has begun.
Amen.
And that is such a cool thing,
yes.
You know, to know, just to be able to be here to have a small part of that.
Amen.
Is exciting. Amen. It's exciting to know that, wow, we were on the show when so many people, you know,
prayed
that prayer. Began and
yes.
They prayed that prayer. I mean, that's why I was just sitting there thinking that. It's so cool. I'm so glad that I'm here today.
Ooh. Cindy, comment.
I'm so blessed. I'm sorry Megan's sick and that she missed out on this blessing. That I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Yes, praise God.
When I was praying before the show, I was so overwhelmed at the magnitude of the sacrifice that Jesus made. I have to hold back the tears. I was so moved prior to the show, and it's overwhelming.
Praise God.
The peace and the freedom that you can have, and I am a living witness to being on the other side.
Yeah.
So to be able to walk in these blessings, and you all know how I've been blessed most recently. Every prayer that
yes.
I submit.
Everything you do,
answers.
Cindy.
I know. Everything I do, God answers my prayer.
Yes.
And it's what an amazing way to live your life.
Right.
People, you just don't know until you are in that situation. You
right.
have got to give this a try. For
Amen.
Real.
Woo! I quoted Psalm 103 a minute ago. I thank you for sharing that, Cindy and Nan. And it's not a coincidence that my daughter Lori is listening today. She's gone through an awful lot of things in her life and had troubles, all kinds of troubles. And maybe someday we'll bring Lori on the show if she's willing to do that. God is doing a fresh new work in her. And it's not a coincidence that she happens to be listening today to this show when all of this has happened and where this anointing of God is so strong because, you know, all of us have areas in our lives that we struggle with. They're different for some different people. I mean, a lot of people struggle with doubt. They struggle with fear. They struggle with anxiety and panic, and they struggle with addiction and alcoholism. And there's so many things in everybody's life. But I got to reassure you today with Psalm 103. David says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins." Can you ring the bell in there, Nan, in the studio? Come on, there you go. "Who forgives all your sins, who redeems," okay, oh, I forgot one line, very important line, "and heals all your diseases." Mm-hmm. Addiction, alcoholism, mm-hmm. That's a disease. And God says right here, he heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. That's what your crown is on your head today, my daughter Lori, and everybody out there. You have a crown of love and compassion. Just you have to recognize that it's there, that it's your crown. "He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Hey, that's for me. I'll take that. And I love verse 10. "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him." Verse 12 of Psalm 103. "As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Praise God. His compassion is so amazing. We're going to talk more about this in our second hour. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. This is a two-hour live show every single Sunday afternoon. And, you know, Cindy and Megan and Betty Thomas, Megan is the daughter of Betty Thomas. Cindy and Megan and Betty were part of my church in Indiana that I pastored for 3 years. So was my daughter, Lori, as far as that's concerned. And mandatory, you know, how that goes when your kids have to sit a certain place in the church, too, so I can watch them. But anyway, and it's so good, Nan, that we now have such an amazing presence from our church in Cornerstone in Indiana, along with our Beacon of Hope people here, you and Nathan and Pastor Jim here, and Cindy and Megan and Betty up in Indiana. It's just a joy to have this collaboration, you know, from my years of ministry, isn't it?
It just
and then I'm
going to
ask Cindy
time.
What she thinks about
it
that.
It just stretches over time. You
it
know?
Does, doesn't
part
it?
Part of your past, part of your present, all together to be your present.
Right.
And with the technology that we have, I mean, Cindy's setting up there, you know, in Indiana. Setting on her cell phone.
How about that?
You know, and just that we're just the technology that we have available to us, and what we're doing today is awesome.
And the new shows I'm producing for our radio station in Puebla, Mexico now, all in Spanish, and I can do from my home. It's just totally crazy, the technology and the benefits that we have. Cindy, as you look back on your years of ministry, and I know there were times that you were away from God, but the blessing that you are experiencing now, being part of the ministry, being on the air, all of that, you got about 1 minute before I have to talk about something else here and do a station ID, but talk about that, will you?
It's mind-blowing, all a part of a long-term plan that God had already foresaw way before I did.
Right.
And running from Him and running from any kind of ministry or calling, wanting to and yearning to, but not feeling really ready or worthy.
Yes.
Really making a difference, to be honest.
Right.
And to be where I am now, just to be excelled in this, you know, fashion and blessed so much the way I am is, I think, because of the faith that I held on to.
Right.
I didn't give up. I mean, I ran, but I didn't give up faith.
Praise God.
I'd be where God wanted me to be, if that makes sense.
Amen. It does. And I think that'll help a lot of listeners. Stay with us. We are coming back in just a moment. But before we go to station ID, I want to remind you of our Thursday night life coaching show with me, Mama Mac. That's my other name. And my other name is Nana Florida and Mom and my grandkids are here right now with babies, and it's pretty cool, everything that God is doing in our family and how He's blessing us. And Lori's carrying my grandchild number 11, so that's pretty exciting. And how God has blessed through the years, He just continues to do that in all these years of ministry, Nan. 15 years here with Beacon of Hope and 9 now on the air with this show. God gets all the glory and praise. It's not anything to do with us except for being faithful and committed. And that's what God wants from all of us. And we can, and Cindy, you mentioned our prayer line. We want you to use it. It's used by so many people worldwide. prayers@bohmglobal.com is the address. prayers@bohmglobal.com. You can send your requests in. And also, we'll be giving you, I got to get it exactly, the web address for our Spanish version now in Puebla, Mexico. And that is Libres por Orar. And I think that's the address, but I got to find out for sure, and I'll tell you about that. So if you're in a Spanish-speaking country, you can send your prayer request there. So anyway, God bless every one of you. We're glad you're listening today to Living the Good Life. And we encourage you to check out our Thursday night show at 6:06 p.m. on this radio station, and always www.tantalk1340.com. Saturday a.m., 10 a.m., Saturday and Sunday, on starcomradionetwork.com, 10 a.m. Eastern, 12 noon Eastern for Go Yard, our life coaching show. All right, let's do the station.